Laurie Anderson has chosen the roads less traveled for more than four decades. Her groundbreaking original works seamlessly blend the worlds of art, theater, storytelling, and experimental music. On Thursday, April 4th at 7:30, Laurie Anderson will share the soulful and at times funny collection of songs and stories at Haynes Auditorium in the Elberson Fine Arts Center at Salem College. During the performance, Laurie will draw from her typically wide-ranging palette with reflections on politics, theories of evolution, family, the animal kingdom, and more. The third and last of her series of solo story works is titled Dirt Day, with stories and music combining to create an otherworldly experience. It's free and open to the public, as are the galleries at the Elberson, which will show collected stories, books by Laurie Anderson from April 1st through the 28th. It's a mix of her early works like the comic book Bologna and Moccasins, all the way through 2012's Pillow Book, and they highlight her amazing career. Laurie spoke with me by phone from her home in New York. I began by asking what draws her to the avant-garde.
Striving to find something that, you know, isn't so easily, you know, accessible. And other people are not sort of using that, let's say, structure. So you're looking for something that hasn't particularly been done that way. And that's always thrilled me since I was a kid, of doing something that had never been done before. In fact, I used to have a fort out in the woods, and I'd go out there and try to think of things that hadn't been done before. I don't know why that was important to me as a kid. You know, the world is presented to you, and you're like, well, what if that never had happened before in the history of the world? So I would try to think of stuff that had never happened.
Another day in America.
Storytelling and drawing and technology, if you had to choose one of those, which one would you zone in on? And if you had to be restricted to one of those, say?
I would not want to have to choose that. I really wouldn't. It would make me too crazy.
Yeah.
So that's why, one of the reasons why I've moved around between different things. I think that in the art world, sometimes it's not exactly as free as a world as you think it is. You know, because you get your style, you do your style, you repeat your style, and then here come the art police and they go, you're an abstract painter. Why are you putting figures in there? It's like there's some kind of rule or something. I wish that the only rule was experimentation, you know. And besides, I feel that when I do a painting, I'm making many of the same, first of all, gestures that I am when I'm playing the violin. And I'm looking at the work in a similar way, too, and going, is this structured enough? Is it crazy enough? Is it complicated enough? Is it simple enough? So it doesn't really matter that it's a piece of music or a... I think that in the music world, it mattered because of economics. You know, when in the old days when there were record companies and they sold records in record stores.
Yeah.
Some of us remember that.
Way back when,
they had to have you decide which category you're in, or they would decide which one it is, because they had to fit you in the electroacoustic bin or the pop bin or the experimental bin, because they're selling you.
Yeah.
Now, since there are no more bins, I think in many ways artists are a little bit more free.
Writer, director, visual artist, instrumentalist, and vocalist Laurie Anderson. She spoke with me by phone from her home in New York. On Thursday night, April 4th at 7:30, she'll share her collection of songs and stories in Haynes Auditorium in the Elberson Fine Arts Center at Salem College. The performance is free and open to the public. You'll find links to more information at WFDD.org and click on Triad Arts. And you can see Laurie's art exhibited at galleries at the Elberson, which will show collected stories, books by Laurie Anderson, from April 1st through the 28th. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.